Okay, we're going to start here at the bottom, Nun Vav and Bet. The daf yesterday concluded that Tana de Bei Menashe, who has a different count of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, must have a different source for his Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And that the Gemara's conclusion was, Kochad v'chad b'ape nafshe k'tiba, that each one individually is written in its place. And so now the Gemara's going to go through each one of them. Avodah Zarah v'Gilui Arayot, where did they know that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayot are restricted? D'chtiv, because it says, by the Dor HaMabul, v'tishachet aretz ifnei ha'elukim, that the land what perverted its ways before Hashem. Betana debe Rabbi Yishmael, b'chol makom shenema hashchata, this verb, or this term, hashchata, eno ela dvar erva, v'olodat kochavim. The reference is always a reference to Arayot and to Avodah Zarah. Dvar erva, how do I know it's dvar erva? Shenema, because it says by the Dor HaMabul, kishchit kol basar dako, that every living person had left its proper way, or had been perverted its normal way. And as Rashi points out, that the word derech means the normal course of behavior. And what's that normal course? Derech gever be'alma. Normal marriage, normal man and wife. But Dor HaMabul, we're violating all the arayot. And we know that because it says in Breshit, towards the end of Parshat Breshit, Vayiru b'nei Elohim et b'not Adam ki tovot heina. So we see there's some sort of the sarim, or the important people were grabbing the women away. There was some untoward behavior that was taking place here in Arayot, and that was one of the reasons that they were punished. Then the other one is, how do we know that Avodah Kochavim? Tichtiv, pentash chitun v'asitem. So there, the Torah, when describing that you're going to go off and do Avodah Zarah, or make images, it says, pentash chitun. That's the term or the verb that's used. So we see the term hashchata references both Arayot and Avodah Zarah. And that's the source for the Tana de Bei Menashe, for the restriction against Bnei Noach of Atishachet Aretz Lifnei Ahelokim. So since the world or had become perverted before Hashem, and Hashem punished them, and it must be, as Rashi and Tosfos point out here, that Hashem only punished them if He warned them. So there must be that there was some warning against doing Arayot, and against Shvichut, that there was some warning against doing Avodah Zarah and Gidui Arayot. V'idach, so the others that don't learn out the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach from here, but rather from the Pasuk of Vayitzav, what do they do with this? V'tishachet aretz ifnei Elokim. That's Orchayu dekamigale, that the Torah is telling you what they sinned. The Torah is describing to you why the Dor HaMabul was put to death or destroyed. It's not telling you the restriction. They were already restricted from Vayitzav. What it's telling you or teaching you is why they got punished. Shvichut damim. Where do they know Shvichut damim? Dechtiv, because it says by the Noach, and after they comes out of the tefa, Hashem says to him, Shofech dam adam badam, damo yishafech. Ki b'tzelem elukim asat adam. So there you have it. Shofech adam, somebody who spills the blood of another human being, that person will be put to death, has to be punished. So v'idach, so what is the other time who learns it from Yitzav? What does he need the pasuk here? It's already restricted against killing somebody. Why do I need another pasuk to tell me, Shofech dam adam badam? So he says, no, that's coming to teach you, Katlayu demikale. It's teaching us what the death penalty for is for the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Because from there we learn, Damo Yishafech, that he'll be killed by Damo Yishafech, his blood being spilt, that means by Saif. So we learn from this, by Shvichu Dami, and that's Megale on the other, Shish Mitzvah B'nai Noach, that the punishment for a Ben Noach is Saif. Gezel, what do we know? Dichtiv, Yerek Esev Natati Lachem Et Kol. So, but again, to the promise to Noach, or what's granted to Noach over there, is that it says that you can eat. You can eat all of these. I'm giving it to you like the grass of the earth. Now, grass of the earth is hefker. The term esev is something that grows by itself, something that's not belongs to anybody. So I'm giving it to you like kierek esev. What does that mean? So I'm a Rav Levi, kierek esev, lo kierek gina. That's like yerek esev, something that's hefker, but not yerek gina. It's somebody who planted by themselves. You don't know how to take someone else's. You only take something that's yerek esev, that is hefker. So you see from that there is some form of ownership, and you're restricted from taking that which does not belong to you. So that teaches us gezel. Now, what about the other town? V'idach, hahu the mishrei basar hu da'ato. That's coming to teach you that it's mutar for bnei Noach to eat basar. Because until this point, we learned this on Monday's daf, that it was impermissible for Adam Rishon to eat basar, to eat the animals. And only after the time of Noach was it permitted. Where do I learn that from? It says that ki yerek esev natati lachem et hakol. All that was described above, which is the chayat aretz and the ofa shamayim and the dgei yam, I'm giving you now permission to eat them like yerek esev. So just like the vegetation or the vegetables are permitted to you, so too now the animals are permitted to you to eat. So now that teaches you that you're allowed to eat the basar from this moment forward. So Eiver Min Achai, where does he learn that Eiver Min Achai from? Dichtiv. Ach basar bin nafsho damo lo tochelu. Because it says, ach basar bin nafsho damo lo tochelu, that you're not allowed to eat the basar bin nafsho damo, when the nefesh of the dam is still in it, lo tochelu, then you can't eat it. So that would be a restriction against Eiver Min Achai. Bidach, and the other opinion is, how the Mishrei Shvatzim hu da'ato. Now again, we're doing it on Monday's daf. It comes to teach you that Shvatzim are mutarim to have Eiver Min Achai, because the restriction against Eiver Min Achai is only b'damo, nafsho b'damo. That the life force is in dam, the dam by itself, but not with the basar. The basar and the dam are separate. And the Gemara teaches in other places that by a sheretz, the dam and the basar are a single entity. They're not separate entities. So since they're not separate entities, they're not restricted in Eiver Min Achai. Sirus, that's one of the Shevet Mitzvah Noach, according to the Bei Menashe. Where does he know that from? It says, Shirtzu ba'aretz uruvuba. And Hashem says, Shirtzu ba'aretz uruvuba. That they should procreate and multiply within the land. So a sirus is something that prevents that from happening, and that would be a violation of the restriction of shirtzu ba'aretz uruvuba. Vidach, the other one says, no, the bracha ba'almo. That's not going to teach you a tzivui, it's not a command, but rather, atem pruvu, shirtzu ba'aretz uruvuba. So Hashem's giving them a bracha that they should be fruitful and multiply. Kilayim dichtiv. Where does he know that kilayim? Because it says, when Noach went on to the teva, it says, mi'of liminehu. Each of according to its min. So it sounds like you have to take each min. Vidach. What does he do with this puzzle? Why do you have to tell him to bring each min? How l'tzavto ba'almo? No, that's to give them, keep them company. I mean, animals enjoy being together with those that are of their similar type. So he's telling from Anoach, make sure you take in a pair for each one of them so they have someone to be with or to comfort them. As opposed to, there's no restriction, not at Sivoy, that you have to keep them separate and that you can't to be marbia them. You can't bring them together and mate them for kilai. Now we have the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach Abai Tana Debei Menashe, and his list over here. What is interesting to note is that according to the opinions that there was a restriction against Adam HaRishon eating Basar, why, like for instance those that learn now from Yitzhav, was a restriction against Eiver Min Achai. He's not allowed to eat any meat, he's not allowed to kill an animal in order to eat. So both Rashi and Tosos on the previous Amud, and Tosos on this Amud, described that there were cases, there are different cases, the animal can manifest itself in different ways. The restriction against Adam HaRishon was to kill an animal for its meat. Now, if the animal died by natural causes, then the person could eat the meat. Now, Eiver Min Achai is an Eiver that fell away from an animal, but Adam HaRishon didn't do anything. So the restrictions are like this, you cannot kill an animal in order to eat its meat. If an Eiver falls out from the live animal, that you may not eat as well. Now, if the animal dies by itself, natural causes, then you can consume the meat if it died by itself. That's the way both Rashi and Tosfot explain it, and that's why you need Eiver Min Achai. Because I would have thought that Eiver Min Achai is mutar. You can't kill the animal, but if the Eiver came off the animal, and now you want to eat it, that should be fine, because you didn't kill the animal to get the basar. So along comes the restriction of Eiver Min Achai to tell you that's not the case. The only time that you were permitted to eat the meat is if they die from natural causes. Now comes the heter by Ben Noach to tell you that if you want to, you can kill the animal for its meat. And that was the special permission that was granted. Not that they were vegetarians until that point and they only ate meat. No, they ate meat, but they couldn't kill to eat meat. Now, what was granted, the permission granted to the Bnei Noach was that they can actually kill, that they can kill for food purposes. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Amri B'rei Rav, Ashlosh Mitzvah Bnei Noach Ne'arak. True, there are seven mitzvah Bnei Noach, but only three of them they are put to death for. What are they? Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, and Birkat Hashem. Those three they're going to put together. So Matkif Larav Sheshet. All right, how do you know this? Bishlama Shvichut Damim. By Shvichut Damim, we have the explicit pasuk by Noach, which is Shofech Dam Adam Badam Damo Yishafech. He has to be put to death. Ella, Hanach Minolahu. Where do you know Birkat Hashem and Gilui Arayot from? Igamar Mishvichut Damim. If you're going to learn him out from Shvichut Damim, Afilu kulu nami. Then why should all seven mitzvot b'nei Noach be learnt out from each other? And they all should have the death penalty. Elo, what is it? Imishum ditrabe mi'ish ish. So what are you going to say? They're included because in the parshiot that are given to the Torah too, b'nei Yisrael, by Arayot and by Birkat Hashem, it says ish ish, and we have a limud, ish ish comes to rabot of Ovdei Kochavim, so they're included in those parshiot, which all demand the death penalty. Well, then you should also include Avodat Kochavim, namit rabbi mi ish ish, because the term ish ish is also used to introduce the parsha Avodat Kochavim. Both of these are found in Parshat Achrimot, where it talks about ish ish, both by Arayot and by Avodah Zarah. And then We also have Ish by Birkat Hashem, which we learned in the previous Daf, which is the Limud of El Bnei Sot. Really more Ish Ki Kalel Elukav and Asa Cheto. So here you have Ish in all these cases. So that should include Avodah Zarah. So Alam Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, Ayin Hochanami, Amri Bei Rav, he amends this statement to say, Al Arba Mitzvot Benoach Nehag, out of the 7, 4 of them you're put to death for. Mshichud Domin, because he explicitly says there's a death penalty, and Avodah Zarah, Birkat Hashem, and Gilui Arayot, because they have Ish, they're included in the Parsha of Klal Yisrael, which demands a death penalty. So now, Gemara says, "Va'avodat kochavim ben Noach ne'rag." Is it really true that Ben Noach is put to death for avodat kochavim? Atanya ve'braisa. Be'avodat kochavim, devarim shebeit din shalosom emitin aleim. Things that a beis din, a Jewish beis din, would put a Jew to death for, then Ben Noach muzar aleim. He's warned against performing, but he's just, oh, that's all it is. It's an azarah in mitalo. It's only a warning. He said it's asur to do it. You can't do it, but there's no death penalty for that. So now we have the famous statement, "Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak azharah shalem zuhi mitatan." That they, by a Ben Noach, as opposed to by a Klal Yisrael, by Bnei Yisrael, the Torah has to give both. It has to give two things. It has to give, number one, an azhara. It has to warn you, do not do this thing. And then it has to give you an onesh. What is the punishment if you do it? They need both of those in. By a Ben Noach, that's not the case. By Ben Noach, the azhara is it. All they have to be told is, don't do it. Why? Because there's no choices. If they do it and they violate it, there's only one outcome, and that's the death penalty. And there's also only one type of death penalty, and that's saif. So they don't have to do any more description. Azaratan, zuhi mitatan. If they're told don't do it, that's it. And then they get put to death for that. So over here, that's what it means in the Braita, that a avodah kachamim, that a Jew is put to death for, so too an avodah kachamim will be put, or Ben Noach will be put to death for. We'll see. The Gemara will darshan that more extensively in tomorrow's daf. Ravuna, Rav Yehuda, v'kulu talmidei de Rav Amrei, asheva mitzvah b'nei Noach ne'rag. So they all say, all these talmidim of Rav, as opposed to the Bei Rav, these talmidim of Rav all say that on all seven mitzvot there's a death penalty. Gali Rachmana Bechado, the Torah told us by Shvicha Domim that there's a death penalty, and that applies to all of them equally. I mean that there's a hekesh between all seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, and all of them will result in a death penalty. Vala Gezel ben Noach Nerag. Well, now, if you're going to say that they get killed for the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, you're going to suggest now that they get put to death for stealing? Vatanya, don't we have a brisa? Like Gezel, Ganav. So what is Gezel? What's the Shiva Mitzvah of Gezel? One is Ganav, V'Gazal, V'Chen Yefet Vatoar. All of these are manifestations of Gezel. V'Chen Kayotzeben, and things that are similar to them. Kuti V'Kuti, if it's a Ben Noach with a Ben Noach, Ukuti B'Israel, or Ben Noach does this to Israel, Asur, that is restricted, that's not allowed to be done. Israel B'Kuti, on the hand, if Israel does it to a Kuti, Mutar, that's permissible. So now, Vim Ito, if you're right that on all seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach there's a death penalty, Nitne Chayav, say you're Chayav. What are you saying, Asur? It's not just Asur, it's Chayav. You're going to be put to death for it. But I said, no, Mishum Dekavai, the Mitne Seifa. Because the second half of the Mishnah says, Israel B'Kuti Mutar, that Israel B'Kuti is permissible. So now, if you had said Chayav in the ratio, then you would have to say Patur in the Seifa. That would imply that a Jew is not permitted to do it. I mean, he doesn't get punished, but he's patur from the onesh, but it's still restricted. The Braitzer wanted to tell us, no, it's not just that, it's mutar legamre. It's totally mutar. So therefore, he wrote mutar in the Seifa, Tanaresha, Asur, to keep a parallel structure between mutar and Asur, not to teach us that they're not chayavin, but just to tell us the chiddush in the Seifa, that it is mutar. Gemara says, Vaha, kohecha de'itle chiyuva mitnok tani. Right, so wait a minute. So you want to suggest anywhere that it has a death penalty, it says chayav. Diktani Reisha, I'll prove that to you because in the same Tosefta, it reads like this. Al shvichut tamim. When it comes to shvichut tamim, what are those cases? Kuti bekuti, if it's a ben noach to a ben noach, or a ben noach to Yisrael, chayav. He's going to be put to death. He gets an onish. Why? Because shvichut tamim is punishable by death. Yisrael bekuti patur. On the other hand, if it's Yisrael to a kuti, he's patur. Aval asur, mean that it's an isur, although he won't be put to death for it. So when I says hotam, I had no choice. Hey, litnei, what do you want to suggest there in the seifa to write the mutar and the reisha to write the asur? Litnei asur mutar. If you do that, you have a problem because that suggests that it's mutar for a Jew or Israel to kill a ben Noach, and that's just not the case. Vatanya, we have a brisa that suggests otherwise. Kuti v'ro'e behemadaka. When it comes to a kuti or ro'e behemadaka, which hu stam am, for on the stam are gazlanim, in that case we say, lo malin v'lo moridin. If they are found, they fell into a pit, we don't help them get out. We let them stay there. V'lo moridin, but we also don't actively push them into the pit. We don't kill them. So you see that there is no It's not like it's permitted to do whatever you want to a Ben Noach. No, there's a restriction against killing a Ben Noach by a kumbase. It's only a Shev Altase that is permissible. Now Rashi notes over here, there's a little print in the Rashi, and it says, Avala Idna, today's day, Din Zeno Noheg. That they, this doesn't apply today, Ki Batlu Din Enefashot. Because all Din Enefashot are Batel, and therefore we don't deal with this. It's also true that all of the Dine B'nai Noach are Batel, and we'll have to deal with that based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. We'll speak about that in a second, because Rashi addresses that issue also. So Gemara leaves it at the conclusion that Enoch Hanami, all Shevi Mitzvah B'nai Noach, you get the death penalty for. But when it comes to the case of Shvichut Damim, the only thing we could write was Chayav and Patur, because we didn't want to imply that it's Mutar to kill. On the other hand, when it came to the case of Gezel, there we want to say Mutar and Patur, because it is, it's Mutar. And since it's Mutar, therefore we want to write Mutar and Asur to teach you that Chiddush, that it's Mutar when it's a Ben Israel towards a Kuti. Now Rashi, on that statement, Rashi says over here, wait a minute, well, what is it? How could it be that Israel B'Kuti is Mutar? So as it says, Lo Tashoket Re'acha, K'tiv Re'acha, V'lo Kuti. So that doesn't apply, that there's no restriction against stealing from them. But Rashi says, Umi derabonon ikalamanda osar, that in the Gemara in Baba Kama, there's someone who's oser midrabanan mishum chilul Hashem, because of chilul Hashem. So even though maybe it's permissible midin gezel, it's impermissible mitzad chilul Hashem. But Rashi claims that it's only a din derabonon. The Hagosa Gra jumps on, there's a Gra in the Choshen Mishpat that says, I don't know where he got this from, and the Shulchan Aruch passes away, I don't understand either, because both the Rambam and the Tur and many other Rishonim passed that this is an Isur d'oraisa, that the Isur against stealing from a Kuti, a Ben Israel stealing from a Kuti is an Isur d'oraisa, and it's an Isur d'oraisa of Chilul Hashem, it's not just a Din d'Rabbanan, it's an Isur d'oraisa of the Gamrei. So again, this is according to the opinion that says it would be Mutar, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the one that says that it's a chilul Hashem and therefore it's restricted. And even the one that says umutar, and that's based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Lamed Chedem and Aleph tells us how. Why is it shor shei shoshu nagach shor shei kanani patur? Why is it when a Jewish shor injures the non-Jewish shor that he doesn't have to pay? That doesn't make sense. So many of the Rishonim over there, first of all, say that only applies to Ovdei Kochavim. That only applies to the Shivi Amamim, or applies to Ovdei Kochavim. Does not apply to people who, or to nations that have civil codes and believe in property ownership and treat each other properly. That's the first qualification. The other thing the Gemara says is, why is this true? Because Ra Shiva Mitzvot Shekibulayim B'nei Noach, because B'nei Noach saw the seven mitzvot, Kevin Shelo Kaimu, once they didn't keep them, Amad V'Yeter Mamonam L'Yisrael. Hashem went ahead, it was Matur their Mamon to Israel. Now, another limud is, Ra Shiva Mitzvot Shekibulayim B'nei Noach V'lo Kimum, Amad V'Yigleu Tami Alad Matam. They saw the Shiva Mitzvot that B'nei Noach were supposed to come, so Hashem went and kicked them out of the land. And the last limud we have over there is, Ra'ah Shiv'ah Mitzvot Shekiblu Alehem B'nei Noach V'Kaimum Amar V'Yitziram Lehem. And then they made them mutar to them. Gemara says, what do you mean? If they didn't keep the Shev Mitzvot, now they're allowed to do whatever they want. How could they be Chotei Niskar? So the Gemara concludes over there, Ein Mekabel Alehem Schar K'Mitzuve V'Oseh. They no longer are Mitzuve V'Oseh to do them. But, so if they do them, they're supposed to do them. And they will be punished, but they will not get Schar like a Mitzuve V'Oseh. So the Gemara in Baba Kama is trying to figure out why is it that they're no longer, why is it that a shor of a Jew that it's nagach, shor shel nachri should be patur. Over there, the Gemara wants to indicate that because they violated the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, or they turned down basically the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, which they weren't permitted, Shem was matir mamonam l'Yisrael. That's one possible answer. The other possible answer is that they're not makpid, these are people who are not careful about property ownership and civil codes. And since that's the case, if they are careful about those items, then it's not going to be a question that you would be chayav and you would have to repay them. The overriding factor is the other opinion that's in the end of Baba Kama, which says when it comes to Chilul Hashem, there's nothing to talk about. If there's a Chilul Hashem over here, we can't do anything. That is Isur D'oraisa, according to most of Rishonim. And therefore, even if you say there's no problem of Gneva or Gezeva, there's still a problem of Chilul Hashem. The things that will be have to balance are what the Gemara says about afgat milveh, that when you don't repay an outstanding debt, or when there are mistakes that are made, there might be some room for maneuverability if there's no chilul Hashem. The Gemara really limits the application of this idea that it's totally mutar to be gonev and gozel mei kuti. Right. So now the Gemara continues. Well, let's explain this brisa. The brisa says ki yotze bo. What does that mean? Similar to these items. What's a similar thing to Gezel that's not Gezel? That somebody's working in a vineyard. So where it says, okay, Paul Bekerem, what's the story here? If he's working for him at the time that they you reach the end of the processing, then he's allowed to eat from it. That's one of the permitted times that a poel is allowed to eat from the field, is when he's working for you and it's reached the point of gemar melacha. Wasn't at the point of gemar melacha, gezel ma'ayu, then it's full stealing. It's not a take from the field that he's working in, so that'll be considered gezel, total gezel. So amar apopel onitzrucha lepachot mishave pruta. No, we need this to discuss the case of less than a shave pruta. Why? Wait a minute, if you're going to say there's less than a shave pruta, that by a Jew we don't have, there's no inyan of gana of a gazlan by a Jew when it comes to less than a shave pruta, so you're going to say now it applies by a goy, so then kutub Yisrael asur? Why should a kutub steal from a Jew less than a shave pruta? Why should it be asur? Ha bar mechilu. The whole reason that we differentiate between a Jew and a ben Noach is because a Jew is mochel in pachot mishave pruta. A goy is not mochel in that case. Ah, so if that's the case, why over here? It's stolen from a Jew, he should be mochel. That's why it says, it's true. In the end, the Jew is mochel about returning less than a shave pruta. But when he steals it from him, it's still something that causes him pain. When it comes to a Jew steals, and then he has to be a shivet exil asher gazal, he has to return it. So if it's a bar hashava, if he has to return it, then he's over the violation of lo tignov. If he stole something and does not return it, then he violates the Isser. If there's no obligation to return it, then there's no violation of the Isser of lo tignov. So in a case where a Jew is mochel and pachom yishave pruta, so Yisrael will be put in that case. On the other hand, a goy does not have that dispensation. Goy is chayav, as soon as he's gozel, he's chayav right away. And it hasn't ever been a din of eshivet akzila shagazal. Therefore, even though the Yisrael is mochel afterwards, that doesn't help him, because at the point that he was gozel, he was chayav immediately for causing the tzar and for taking the gezel. Because even if the Jew is mochel later on, that doesn't help, because it's not an inyan of eshivet akzila, it's an inyan that he was gozel. And that he did. He was gozel, b'chayav mita. So Gemara says, wait, can that really be yotze behem? Because why? The implications from that are that kuti b'kuti ki yotze behem. Right? Oh, that's a case. What's the case of kuti b'kuti? If you have kuti kuti, pachot mishav b'pruta, right? Why should it be any different din? Kevin t'la b'nei nechila ninu, gezel ma'ayuhi. For them, when it's less than a shav b'pruta, that's not a kiyotze behen case. That is gezel. Since they're not mocha on pachot mishav b'pruta, pachot mishav b'pruta and above shav b'pruta are all the same. So fine, good explanation for why a kuti b'Yisrael would be chayav, but you can't explain to why kuti mikuti is chayav kiyotze behen. It's not kiyotze behen, that is gezel ma'ayuh. So that can't be the explanation. Elo. Amar of Acha Breder of Ika Lo Nitzucha Lo Kovish Schachar Sachir. This is someone who withholds payment to an employee. So Kuti Bekuti Bekuti Bisrael. If it's Kuti 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 Bisrael, Asur. Israel Bekuti Mutar. If it's Israel to a Kuti, it would be Mutar in that case. Why is it Mutar? So that might have to do again with the Inyan in the Gemara in Baba Kama, which says that Afgat Milveh, that not repaying, mean that it's the Gezel is to actively steal. That means that you take something from somebody else, and as the Gemara in Baba Kama learns. On the other hand, simply not paying what is owed, that is not considered Gezel. It's Kiyotze Bo. It's similar to Gezel, but it's not Lo Tigzol. It has a different category. It's a subcategory, a subset of Lo Tigzol. And in that case, a Kuti B'Kuti or Kuti B'Yisrael would be Chayav. Now, a Yisrael B'Kuti would be Patur, based on the Gemara's idea that Afgat Milveh, not repaying outstanding debts, is not a problem of Lo Tigzol. And again, it might still be governed by the issue of Chil Hashem, and might also be governed by the issue of whether this has application to people who keep civil codes and have a certain social justice between them. So that's, again, we dealt with that in the, when we did in the Gemara and Baba Kama, but here the Gemara is just going with that conclusion that it's Mutar, but or this Brisa, at least, is according to one who says it's Mutar, we don't paskin in that way. Kiyotze b'yafei toar mahi. So there it said, kiyotze behen. So we had gezel, ganav, and yifat toar. So we explained gezel, kiyotze bo. Rashi claims by ganav there is no kiyotze bo, so that's why it doesn't say it. Now, yifat toar, what's kiyotze bo by yifat toar? So what's that case? Yata, Rav Dimi, Rav Lazar, Amadari, Ben Noach, Shiyichet, Shifcha, Abdo. Ben Noach, who set it aside, a shifcha for his eved, uba alea neragela. And then he sleeps with this shifcha. He is punished for that, because that becomes an eshet ish. And if it's a eshet ish, right, then he's going to be punished. But by a Jew, that will not be the case. If a Jew is miyached, for instance, a shifcha knanit for his eved ivri, if he's miyached a shifcha knanit for his eved ivri, if along comes a ben Noach and sleeps with her, he'll be chayav mita because it's eshed ish. And what's the case of Yisrael b'kuti mutar? That's a case where a an individual master had designated a Shifra Kananit for his Eved, and along comes a Yisrael and takes her as a Yifat Toar. So that's clearly Mutar. Why? Because he can even take the master's wife as a Shivya for Yifat Toar. So certainly he can take the Shifra Kananit that he designated for the Eved as a Yifat Toar. So by a Jew it'll be Mutar, by a Kuti, the Kuti, or a Kuti the Yisrael will be Asur. And again, that can't be the case of Mutar is Yisrael be a case where it was a Shifcha Kananit being designated for an Eved Ivri, because in that case it's not Mutar, it's actually a Sur for him, because that's a Shifcha Charufa. Now the case of Yotzebo is not written by Shvichu Damim, because there's no such case of Ki Yotzebo. It's either Shvichu Damim or it's not Shvichu Damim. There's none of these quasi-Shvichu Damim cases. So Amar Abayi, Imish Kachat, if you want to say there is such a case, the Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Sholhi. It must be the Brice of Rabbi Yonatan ben Shol. Why? The Tanya Rabbi Yonatan ben Shol Omer, Rodef Achar Chavei Rolo Horgo. Person is chasing after an individual to kill them. He can stop him by injuring him or maiming him, not killing him. And he didn't do that. Neharag, he is put to death in that case. Neharagalav. So based on that, that is Kiyotzebo. Because over here, it's Shvichu Damim. Truthfully, it should be Karov the Het there, because this person is trying to kill him. So he should be permitted to kill him, you know, in response. But that's not the case here, because he had an opportunity to save him with his limb. So over there, if you want to suggest over there, Kuti b'kuti b'kuti Yisrael, he'll be chayav, because there's a demand on him to save him with his limb. B'chen Yisrael b'Yisrael. And also a Jew to a Jew. Aval Yisrael b'kuti patur. But when it comes to Yisrael to kuti, is patur. And that's Aliba de Rabbi Yonatan. But the Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Yonatan, disagree and say that it's Heter Gomorhu, that there's no such thing as this decision point of a taking out a limb or not a limb. If he that's what he has to do. He should try to do it with the limb, but if he doesn't, then he can go ahead and kill him if it's necessary to get through it. So that will be the case of Kiyotzebo by Shvichu Damim. So Ashkach Rabbi Achlov Bar Abba, the Havaktiv B'Sefer Gadat the Bei Rabbi, found in the Sefer Gadat of the Beis Medrash Rab, Ben Noach Nerag B'Dayan Echad U'B'Ed Echad, Shelo B'Atra'a Mipi Ish V'Lo Mipi Isha V'Afilu Karov. That the requirements for adjudication, or is the judicial system of Ben Noach, is simply one judge, one aide. They don't need warnings, they don't need Atra'a. Must be done with men and not by women. Afilu Karov, and it can have relatives can testify. So Mishrum Rabbi Shmuel Amru Afalo Ubrim. Rabbi Shmuel added on that an additional item is that a Ben Noach is put to death even on an Ubar, even on a fetus that he destroys or kills. So Nani Mili, where are the sources for all of these? So Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, and this again is by Bnei Noach, Va'ach etimchem lenashu techem edrosh, Miad kol chaya edrushenu, umiad adam miad ish achiv edrosh et nefesh adam. So where is going to take that puzzle? That's what Hashem says. If you put someone to death, or a chaya puts a person to death, somebody kills, this Hashem's going to be after them. So now what's this edrosh? So we're going to darshan this. Ach etimchem nafshotem edrosh. Edrosh is written in the singular form. So there are filu b'dayan echad, even with one jar. So miyad kol chaya, what is miyad kol chaya? Anything, as Rashi says, anything that's alive. Afilu shelo ba'atra, even without a warning, edrushenu, I'll be after him. Meaning that we will put them to death if they take any life, if it's any moving thing, they will be punished for it. Umiyad ha'adam, what does it mean, miyad ha'adam? Adam written in the singular again is afilu beit achat. Miyad ish velo miyad isha, from a man and not from a woman, that they cannot be the ones that adjudicate or put them to death. Pasuk says achiv, because the pasuk says miyad ish achiv. So from his brother, even from his brother, I will demand of it. Meaning that even a karov can be testifying. So now, where did Rabbi Shmuel get the fact that in Ubar, if you kill a fetus, you are chayav mitah for Ben Noach? Because it says, af ala rubrim, my time at the Rabbi Shmuel, dechtiv, shofech dam hadam ba'adam. The person who kills someone ba'adam, inside of a person, damo yishofech. Ezu adam shu ba'adam, which person is found inside of another person? Rabbi Omer, ze Ubar, that's a fetus. Shu b'meimo. V'tanakamo. What does the Tanakhama believe? How can the Tanakhama doesn't include Ubarim in the punishment of Mita? That is because it's Tana Debe Minashu, Damar Kol Mita Morad Bnei Noach, Enu Elo Chenek. Because they say that any punishment or the death penalty that's given to Ben Noach is not Saif, but rather Chenek. And that's because they learn the Pasuk to teach you Shofech Dam Hadam Ba'adam. How do you kill someone where the Dam is on the inside, there's no marks on the outside of the killing? That is Chenek. So that's their punishment, damo yishafech. The way you're punished is shofech dam ba'adam, ba'adam. So ba'adam damo yishafech. So inside of the person, that's how you kill him. How do you do that? That's through chenek. So he doesn't have the ba'adam available to learn ubar, because he learns that to teach you what type of mitzah they're given. Everybody else thinks the mitzah for a ben noach is shofech Adam, 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 Damo Yishafek, spill his blood. That's Messiah. On the other hand, the Dan Rebbe says, no, take the word Ba'adam and apply it to Damo Yishafek. Damo Yishafek is only Ba'adam. How do you Damo Yishafek Ba'adam? That's Chenek. So everybody doesn't have available to learn Ubrim, as opposed to Rabbi Yishmael, who has that available, because he thinks that Saif is the punishment. Ba'adam teaches you by an Ubar. But therefore, they, since Dan Rebbe Yishmael, Udamar, Komita, Amorah, Livnei Noach, Enu, Al Chenek, Vashad, Elei, Hai, Ba'adam, Asif, Dekra, Darsh, Be'ochen. He learns this way, Ba'adam, Damo Yishafek. What is the type of death penalty that involves putting someone to death where the blood is still inside of the person? That's chenek. Supposedly, others who learned damoy shafek means literally spilling the blood, which means saif. Then the bi'adam is left over, as Rabbi Yishmael says, to teach you ubar, to teach you about a fetus. On the other hand, if you take that the bi'adam is modifying the damoy shafek, how he's killed, like Tanabe Yishmael, you learn for chenek. It's not available to teach you about a fetus, but it's there to teach you about what type of death penalty, and that's the death penalty of chenek. Is it really true that a woman is not commanded in the mitzvah of dinim? In the Sheva mitzvah of Bnei Noach, she's not commanded in dinim. V'aktiv, in the pasuk, one of the limudim that we had for dinim was by Avram Avinu. It says, that Avram is going to command his children, his descendants after him, to do tzedakah mishpat. So that would seem to include men and women. So, how motive la woman for ask the question, answer it. Banav l'din. It's banav are required to do din. Beito litztaka. Beito meaning his wife, or the women are implored to do tztaka. So the requirement is tztaka and mishpat. So the mishpat is for the men, and the tztaka, which is either pshara or tztaka, that is for the women. So they do have a command in dinim, but it's a different manifestation of din for the women. So I'm going to have Sabla Rapapa, Imad Bat Noach Sharga Loti Areg. So you're going to say that a woman who's a murderer as a Ben Noach should not be put to death. It says, Miyadish, that I'm going to take a retribution from an ish, Velo Miyadisha. So what are you going to say? Only a man, not a woman? Anybody who kills is put to death. So now, Ema bat Noach shezinta lo tiareg. You want to say that a woman who has gilu arayot as a ben Noach, she should not be put to death. Dichtiv, alken yazov ish velo isha. Because the puzzle that we learned from is alken yazov ish et aviv imo, with the bak bishto. From there we learned out arayot. So now what are you going to suggest? It's ish velo isha. So my Yochi Amar Rav Yehuda, no, because the end of the pasuk says Vayudu Basar Echad Hadar Avinu Lekra. The pasuk brings them back together. So true, it says Al Ken Yazov Ish, but then when it comes and brings back the restriction at the end, it says Vayudu Basar Echad. But Basar Echad means that all these restrictions apply both to males and females. So Tanu Rabbanan Ish Ma Talmud Lomar Ish Ish. The Rabbot is a Kutim Shmuzarim Al Arayot Kisrael. When it says Ish Ish by Arayot, what's the point of having Ish Ish? Why do you have that double lashon? Comes to teach you that arayot are restricted to a non-Jew. So, Sumer says, okay. V'hal mehochen afka, do we really learn now from the parsha of arayot and parsha achremot? Mehotam nafka, we learn that now from Breshit, which says, lemor, from the pasuk Vayitzah, velukim. Tadam, lemor, told him saying, we said, lemor, zegilo arayot. Sumer says, otam megar arayot idu. That's not about their arayot that they're restricted in. V'hocha b'arayot idan. In our, these, the one in parsha arayot is about our arayot. Diktani seifa. Bal arayot Yisrael nidon b'dinei Yisrael, because that we can prove that to you. Because the Brisa says in the end that if he violates the arayot of Yisrael, he gets punished like a Yisrael. He doesn't get punished like a Ben Noach. So it'll be arayot of Ben Noach that he gets punished like a Ben Noach. The arayot of Yisrael that he be arayot of Yisrael that he be punished like a Yisrael. What's that case? What's these additional items they're added on for Ben Noach? So Menachem and Rabbi Vro lo nitzuchal eida veidim v'atra. So the case is to teach you that when a Ben Noach sleeps or has an extramarital affair with an Ishit Ish, if she's a Ben Noach, then she will, a Ben Noach only requires, doesn't require a full court, doesn't require a full Edim, one Eid, one Dayan, and no Hatra'ah, he'll be put to death. But then if he sleeps with a Jewish woman, he sleeps with an Israelite, at this point we're thinking that means what it means, Dine Israel, if he sleeps with a Jewish married woman, then he'll have to be subject to the laws of the Jewish courts. So when I say it's Migra Gara, that makes no sense. He sleeps with a Ben Noach, he gets he has a, we have a much easier time putting him to death. He sleeps with a Israelite, all of a sudden it becomes difficult to put him to death. That's backwards. That doesn't make any sense. Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lisuchai L'Nara Hamurasa. Right, that's what's additional here. Something that they don't have, a Nara Hamurasa. Didhu Leit Lehu. Nara Hamurasa is not restricted to a Ben Noach. Didanin Lehu B'dina Didan. They get our din. But Eval Eshedish, when it comes to regular Eshedish, Medina Didu Dainu. So what's the din for them in Eshedish? Is Saif. So that's what he'll get. But Naram Urasa, which is not found in the Dine B'nei Noach, they only have Bu'ulat Bal, as Rashi points out, because it's Hashem tells Avimelech, you must give back this woman because she's a Bu'ulat Bal. She's a married woman. He could have said Eshet Ish, but he says Bu'ulat Bal. So that means the only time she's classified as Eshet Ish, if there's Bi'ya, if she's Bu'ula, then she's an Eshet Ish. Before Bu'ula, she's not an Eshet Ish. So therefore, there's no Naram Urasa. Naram Urasa is engaged as Kiddushin, but there's no Bi'ya yet. There's no Nisuin. So that is restricted to Klal Yisrael, but not restricted to a Ben Noach. So along comes Ish Ish to include a Naram Rusa for a Ben Noach. So now Gemara says, Vatanyo. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Bal Naram Rusa nidon b'skila. If he sleeps with a Naram Rusa, he's punished with skila. Okay, that makes sense. That's the din of Yisrael. That's his din. Al Eshet Ish nidon b'chenek. Uh-oh. But if he sleeps with a married woman, a married Jew, a married Israelite, he'll be punished by chenek. Wait, the punishment for a Ben Noach that sleeps when he's any Eshet Ish is Saif. So why are you mentioning Chenek? That's a punishment for a Jew, not a punishment for a Ben Noach. So that sounds like no. That has to do with even when he has a extramarital affair with an Eshet Ish that's a Israelite, that he gets punished by Chenek, the Jewish law. So when it says, V'idin of a Didu, if you're talking about their din, Saif, what should we say? So I'm Rav Naitzim, my Eshet Ish, Tiktani, no, this is a different category of Eshet Ish. Eshet Ish is a case where she was went into the chuppah, but she wasn't at nival. That we have stages of marriage. We have a pnuya, someone who is a woman who is not tied in any way to a relationship. Then we have kiddushin. We have kiddushin, which create a relationship of an arusa, where she's restricted to everyone, but there's no, he hasn't brought her into his house yet. Then there's nisuin. Nisuin brings him into the house or makes them to a married couple. But the nisuin has to be consummated by a bia, of actually having a bulat bal. So that's the three stages. You have naram urasa, you have a chupa, which is nisuin, but without bia, and then you have bia, which is the final stage of bulat bal. So by Ben Noach, again, the only restriction is bulat bal. Once they've had bia, then she's an Eshet Ish. But before that time, she's not. So in the two stages before time, beforehand, which is naram urasa, and here we'll call it Eshet Ish, but this Eshet Ish is a case where it's nisuin without bia. Both of those are not punishable by Ben Noach, but we punish under Jewish law. The Jewish law says for an arusa, you get skila, and for an Eshet Ish, even without Bia, Eshet Ish gets punished after Nisuin gets punished with Chenek. So that's why he's getting Chenek over here. Nisla the Chupa, lo nivala, the didu, since they don't have it, Danina lo bedina didam, which is Chenek. The tiny Rebbe Chanina, bulat bal, yesh lehen. They have a restriction against a married woman who has Bia, who has had Bia with her husband, then she's restricted. Nisla the Chupa, lo nivala, if she was only Nisuin without any Bia, ain lehen, there is no such restriction. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brace that supports this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ervash beitin shel Yisrael mimitin aleha ben Noach muzar leha. Any arayot that are punished by death for by a beis din, can punish them by death for a Jew, then a ben Noach is restricted from those arayot. So what's the difference then? If they're only restricted, if they're only going to be punished for things that a beis din would carry out and punish, then what is an addition by a Israel that is not apparent to a Ben Noach, or is not a part of the parsha of Arayot of Ben Noach? So, ein beis din shel memitin aleha, ve'ein ben achno es muzar aleha. If a beis din shel Yisrael is not memitit, they're not muzar aleha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. B'chamim say, no, we disagree. So now, the girsa is somewhat questionable. Rashi has harbe arayot ish, she'en beit din shel Yisrael mimitin aleha, ve'ein achno zar aleha. The Chamim totally agree with Rabbi Meir's principle, according to Rashi. And they say, no, even by chiyuvei karis, anything that a Jew is restricted, even though it's not punishable by a beis din, that a ben Noach is muzhar aleihem. So they disagree with Rabbi Meir's position, that it's limited to certain factors. We're going to see tomorrow, there might be some limitations for a ben Noach and arayot. Let me say no. Anything a Jew would be punished for, a ben Noach would be punished for. Those brito tomorrow are going to be a Rabbi Meir. That's not the opinion of the Chachamim. Tosus, on the other hand, and you see the Gosa Grad takes out the girsa of harbei arayot, but rather, Tosus and the Gra want to say that Emo Fusim, they only, over here, according to the Gra, you only add on Achot Mimo, Achoto Mimo, which is a question what the Rambam does something like that. He takes the position of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir in Rabbi Akiva tomorrow, plus Achot Mimo, and that they learn out from this statement over here. The other hand, Tosfos wants to suggest, no, that he says that both Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan agree that Ish Ish is only by Arayoti Dan, that. And Rashi says that the Ish Ish, that are what the Rabbanan darshin, they darshin to include a Nachri. But Rabbi Meir is going to hold that he thinks Ish Ish is Lashon B'nei Adam, he's not going to darshin anything. Therefore, Ben Noach is not Shayach the Parsha of Arayot, of a Ben Israel whatsoever. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosfos and then he says no. Both of them darshin Ish Ish. They learn that Ish comes to include a Nachri in Arayot Didan. That's what they're coming to do. But when it comes to Ariot Tidhu, we have a pasuk that we know from the beginning of Bereishit of Lemor that teaches you the Ariot Tidhu. Now, the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Meir is this. Even though Ish comes to include a Nachri over here, what's going to be included is all that we know from before in Breishit. It's just going to come to include those items that are already known from before. And what are those items? Those are the items that our Jew is put to death by a Beis Din on. Come say no. Ish comes to expand on what was given to the Bnei Noach before. And that expansive view is that they are killed for even more than just cases of arayot that a Jew would be put to death in. Bal arayot Yisrael nidon b'dinei Yisrael. If he comes onto arayot Yisrael, then he gets the din of Yisrael. Bal arayot ben Noach nidon b'dinei ben Noach. So there you go. Ve'ein lanu ela nara murasa bilvad. And the only differentiation between them is this case of nara hamurasa. So there, that's the case. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan suggested, that the only differential between dinei didan and dinei didu, ours and theirs, is nara hamurasa. What about the case of Nechas L'chupa? That's also a differential. The Lo Nivala. The case of Nechas L'chupa and Lo Nivala. Hi Tana, Tana de Bein Menashe. This Tana is Tana de Bein Menashe. Damar, Kol Mita Amurah Levnei Noach, Enu Elo Chenek. Punishment for Ben Noach is Chenek. Idvidi, Chenekhu. So here there's going to be no difference. If it's a Ben Noach, if he's punished like a Ben Noach, he'll get Chenek. If he's punished like a Ben Yisrael, he'll get Chenek. So that's not a difference between them. I mean that he is punished for it, for but the outcome, the onesh, is the identical onesh. So you can't say about that, well, one onesh is for an achri and one onesh for Israel, because it's the same onesh. And therefore, he didn't make that as the differentiating factor. Only nara hamurasa is the differentiating factor where the actual punishment will change. That a ben noach will get skila in that case, as opposed to saif, which is normal punishment for eshet ish, or according to Bei Menashe, his normal punishment would be chenek. Okay, we'll stop over here.